Welcome everyone to the Proven Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Church. I'm a music producer from Northeast Ohio. I began this weekly interview series to give you different perspectives from artists, producers, engineers, and other individuals in the music industry. In each episode, we touch on not only what has helped the person succeed, but we also touch on what has shaped them into the person that they are today. I hope you're able to gain some real proven knowledge from the show, and that it helps elevate you on your own journey to success as well. Let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 194 here on the Proven Knowledge Podcast. Today, I welcomed a podcaster, producer, artist, and instrumentalist. His name is Jalen Williams. He's from South Carolina. Jalen actually co-hosts the Just Music podcast with his friend Marco, that I happened to be a guest on back in December. So that's how I met Jalen originally. Decided to have him on the show today. Very great discussion about his beginnings in music, coming from somewhat of a musical background, but not being directly tied into music, not really wanting to do it initially, but having been in the band as a kid and having learned different instruments coming up, it eventually led him to focusing on music in college, beginning music production, and then eventually becoming an artist. We talked about his 2023 beat tape called The Resume, the story behind that, the artwork, everything that went into it, and just how it showcases his different styles and sounds and tastes as a musician, which I think is super cool. We talked about what he has planned moving forward to do a lot of solo projects, continuing to work on his singing and vocals, things like that, but also produce projects for other artists, which I think is super cool as well. He also talked about the Just Music podcast, how that got going, and really the benefits that you can have from running a show, and the cool parallels between his show and this show, the Proven Knowledge podcast as well. And I just love the platform, love what they're doing down there, love what Jalen's doing musically, and I'm very excited to continue to stay in touch with him moving forward and see what we can get done together. So without further ado, let's get into this one. Welcome everyone to episode 194 here on the Proven Knowledge podcast. Today I have a fellow podcast host. He's the co-host of the Just Music podcast, which I had the opportunity to be a part of in December, but he's also a producer, instrumentalist, overall great musician as well. Everybody, please welcome Jalen Williams to the show. How you doing, Jalen?
Thank you, man, for that introduction. I'm doing well, man. Like I said, thank you for this opportunity. I'm very excited to come on your podcast. You do a lot of great work with your podcast and with music, so I'm honored to be on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I had to return the favor because I was like, you know, you gave me that opportunity with the Just Music podcast, and I thought it was only right to get you on here as well. And, you know, usually to start off every episode, we have the guests give a little bit of background. You know, how did you get into music initially? How long have you been at it? And just some basic info for those that might not know you and what you do.
Yeah, man. So I am from, well, again, my name is Jalen Williams. I'm from Florence, South Carolina. I know you're in Ohio, so people in Ohio may not know exactly where that is. But it's down in South Carolina. If you know where Charleston is, it's about 2 hours from Charleston. And if you know Columbia, it's like an hour from Columbia. I was born and raised there. Majority of my family is from there and from a city called Darlington, South Carolina, a city that's a lot smaller than Florence. But I got into music around the age of 12 years old. I was in middle school at the time, and my mother, she registered me for band class just randomly because I needed some type of elective class or arts class to get into. And I was like, why would you sign me up for band? And she was like, I mean, just try it. And I was like, okay. And that was when I started to learn how to play the trombone. And that was the very first instrument that I started learning how to play. And my first year of band, I really enjoyed it. So I was like, I'm going to come back next year and do it again. And then eighth grade, I did it. And then I did it through high school. I did marching band and all that stuff. And then while I was in high school, I started teaching myself bass guitar at the age of 16, because growing up, I was like, you know, I do want to learn how to play the guitar. I just thought the guitar was a cool instrument. And my dad, he always had an acoustic guitar and an electric bass sitting in the house. Because I come from a family of musicians. So my dad, he had his own band in high school, and my aunt, my mother's sister, she is an incredible vocalist, and my uncle-in-law, he's a musician as well. My brother played trumpet on the band with me, and my cousin, he also played trombone when he was on the band. And my grandfather on my mother's side, he was also a musician, but I didn't find out until his passing. And my grandmother sang in church. So definitely came from a family of musically gifted people, but I didn't necessarily take it into account because at the time, music wasn't necessarily something that I was focused on or I thought about pursuing as a passion. It was just like, you know, I really enjoy music. I love music, but that's not where my focus was. So then when I started getting involved in it in middle school and high school and then throughout college, I was like, oh, wow, I actually come from a family of musically talented people. And then, so fast forward to college, I took 2 years worth of piano classes, because at first when I got to college at Charleston, that's where I graduated from in spring of 2021, I was there as a music major. And I was actually a double major. I was a music major and a psychology major because I thought I wanted to do music therapy. And then my sophomore year, I switched my major over to arts management, and then the concentration being the music industry, and my minor was music. And the reason why I did that is because I really wanted to learn more about the business side of the music industry, and I wanted to learn about the history of the music industry. So I knew that, you know, I was going to continue to grow and develop as a musician and as an artist, but I was like, I really want to learn about the business of it, because not only did I desire to be an artist, a producer, but I also desired to be a business owner in music. And then so after graduated from college in Charleston, I really just hit the ground running with music, from, you know, launching my podcast with my really good friend and co-host Marco, and then also forming my own band, releasing my own music, and then just being involved in the music scene out here in Charleston, South Carolina. So
yeah, man, that's all super, super incredible. And we're going to get into some of that stuff here more in depth during the course of the episode as well. But I like how you said that, you know, it wasn't initially something you ever thought of doing, especially when you like initially got put in the band. Like you said, you didn't understand like even why she would do that. But then it ends up being kind of a blessing in disguise, it sounds like, because it ends up leading to all these other things. So for me, I'm kind of curious to know, like, because you said after college is kind of when you've started this journey of being an artist, focusing on that, but you also learned the business side. Was there any specific moment where it felt like this was the time where you were going to pursue it and you felt really good about it? Or was it just kind of, you know, you just got to that point over time and you kind of have looked back and been like, wow, I've been on this journey now for X amount of years. Like, was there a moment where you said, I can do this, I can be a producer, be an artist, or did it just happen naturally, you think?
Yeah, that's a good question. So 12 years old, I was in band, and then at 16 was when I decided that I wanted to pursue music. I just didn't know exactly how. So I tried to go with the safe choice of doing music therapy. Because, like, that's, you know, going into college, you know, not everybody is going to college to learn how to be a music producer, unless you're going to like an art school or a music school or something like that. And I also just didn't fully understand how I could even, you know, really jump into the music world of, you know, in the business side and also go into recording and all that. So, but then I would say at the age of, I would say when I was 18, 19 years old, and when I started learning, when I changed my major to arts management, I think that's when the wheels really started clicking. Okay, like I'm in a position where, you know, I'm learning things that are going to directly impact my long-term goals. So then when I graduated from College of Charleston in spring of 2021, even though I had professors and people was like, oh, you should go to graduate school to, you know, do arts, to get a master's in arts management. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I want to officially, you know, just jump into pursuing my music career. And because I was like, I don't need a degree to do what I'm doing now. Yeah. I have all the studies and all the information that I need to just go ahead and start running. And along the way, you know, continue to learn different things and add to my skill set. So I would say, if there was a specific age, I would say probably 18. That's when I changed my major. Idea of me pursuing music as a career is real. Like this is an actual possibility. So
yeah,
I would say about that age.
Yeah, and it's interesting to hear every time, because it's always, I think, different answers for every individual. Because I think some people will find that early on, or like when they're just out of high school, or maybe they're looking to do something with their life. Maybe they might not have any like plan in place. But then for others, it might not happen till, you know, later on in life too. So I think it's like good to look at everybody as a case by case basis and just say, you know, when you find that moment, though, it's usually undeniable. You know what I mean? Like you just said about people were trying to tell you, you know, you should do this or this, but you could tell that's what you wanted to do and just hit the ground running and keep going. And you just never know where it's going to go. So definitely commend you for that. And it looks like it's, you know, been the right decision. So that's super awesome, man.
Thank you. And likewise.
Yeah. And as far as your process of, let's just say from the production standpoint, how do you think it's changed over the last few years to where you are now? Could it be skill wise you think you've improved, or maybe just your process of creating songs? Like, give us a little bit of behind the scenes of what it goes into when you're making new ideas. Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, man, that's a great question. So I started teaching myself music production at the age of 18, well, kind of like 19, I think. Yeah, I think it was the summer of 2019. No, summer of 2018, yes. So the summer after my freshman year of college, I bought myself a MIDI keyboard, and I still have it. It's the Kontakt 49 keys MIDI keyboard, something really basic, and it came with Ableton Live Lite, and it came with a few other programs I can't even remember at the moment, but I loaded that up onto my, at the time I had a Windows laptop that I was using for music and for school. Eventually that laptop died. And then in 2020, during the pandemic, I saved up enough money to buy a MacBook. But, you know, during that time, I was really just learning, you know, the whole idea and technicality and just the process of music production. Like, I would, the two things that really helped me the most was learning how to play by ear. So, because at this time in college, I was also a bassist for a church here in Charleston. And so up to that point, you know, I didn't necessarily have the strongest ear. I didn't have the strong ear for music that I have now in terms of being able to listen to a song and play it, just play it by ear. Don't have to read music or anything like that. But when I started playing in the church and playing with other musicians that were better than me, that ear, my ear really, really, really started to develop. And then I was not only able to play music by reading it, but I could also hear it and play it. Mm. And that helped a lot with my music production, because I would listen to, you know, my favorite songs or albums and just, you know, try to recreate some of those vibes that I would hear, some of those beats that I would hear. And then on top of that, I would watch a lot of videos of guys like remaking beats. Like this one guy's name is Dilio T2K, I think is his name. He has a YouTube channel, and he's phenomenal. He would go and recreate some of the greatest hits in music, from like R&B, hip hop, and then they don't do this anymore. But Genius, you know, Rap Genius. Well, it used to be called Rap Genius. It's called just Genius now. But they used to have on their YouTube channel a deconstructed playlist, and like you could literally watch videos of like some of the biggest producers in the hip hop world go into detail about how they made those beats. Mm-hmm. And I would watch those videos all the time. So I would say like in my early stages from like 2018 to 2020, I was still kind of like rough around the edges when it came with music production. But 2021 and then 2022, you know, my confidence really started to develop. I was starting to, you know, collaborate with some artists. And then 2023, when I put out my beat tape, The Resume, everything that I learned from those years leading up to it showed in that project. And I was very, very proud of that. Very, very proud of that. So when I describe to people the type of music that I make with my production, I always say R&B, like that's my main style, because that's like my favorite style of music. But I love all music because I'm also a musician. So that musicianship and appreciation for different styles is there. But on my beat tape specifically, there's like some R&B, there's some hip hop, there's some lo-fi, you know, there's some kind of pop influence. So like it's like a mixture of different styles. But yeah, I would say last year was when I really, really started to come into my own when it comes to music production. And I'm still learning to this day. Like, there's still things that I learn because I'm a student.
Hey there, hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I just wanted to take a quick minute out to let you know about a couple different ways that you can support the podcast. One of the ways is by clicking that support the podcast button within your streaming platform. That is if you want to be a monthly supporter of the show. You can contribute either 99 cents, $5, or $10 a month. So that's the first way, and that's the more traditional way that we've had now for the last couple years. The other method that we actually just recently introduced is from our good friends over at Ko-fi. Ko-fi is a virtual tip jar. We have set our limit to a minimum of $10, but you can go make one-time, one-off donations. So if you visit ko-fi.com/theprovenknowledgepodcast, you'll be able to donate. And all these different forms of donation go towards getting new guests every single week, getting potential sponsors on board to do giveaways, and overall just making the show better for you guys. So if you want to do that Ko-fi link, it's ko-fi.com/theprovenknowledgepodcast. Otherwise, again, look for that support the podcast button in your streaming platform if you'd like to be a monthly supporter. And I just want to say thank you guys for your contributions. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode. That's the thing. You never stop learning. You know what I mean? I think there's always something to learn. That's the beauty of doing it, is because the possibilities are endless and we can always be making new things as well. A few things that I took from what you just said. I think the first thing is, you know, your ability to be able to, you know, learn by ear and be an instrumentalist as well. To me, that's a superpower. I always look at people like that, that they can do that and then apply it to what they do in music production is a superpower, because, you know, you can use that ability to create even better music in the DAW. There was actually someone that is a family friend. She just got in touch with me like a few weeks ago, said that her niece is going to school for music production. And she's like, yeah, she plays instruments and she's trying to learn that. And I told her, I was like, if she already knows instruments, she can do the production stuff way easier. You know what I mean? At least in my mind. And it'll help her out to get to that point. And another thing is, I think that it shows that consistency can get you from point A to point B a lot quicker too. because, yeah. like you just said, you saw so much growth within like 2 to 3 years, you know what I mean? Compared to like, if you were only doing it once a month or once or twice a month, you probably wouldn't see that growth for 10, 15 years, you know what I mean? So just being able to sit yourself down and like put the work in and keep building on your craft and sharpening your tools, that's like a big thing. So it definitely sounds like that has been, you know, the path you've taken as well. So it's super incredible, man. And you mentioned the resume. I had that actually on my list to ask you about because you did drop that in the fall. And you just said a little bit about it, you know, different styles, kind of an ode to your love for different styles as well. But like, give us more information and kind of a backstory on the project. Why did you choose to drop that as kind of like your first full offering to listeners and kind of like an introduction of your sound?
Yeah. So I decided for that to be my first project because leading up to that point, I only had one song out, and that was back in like 2019. It was my very first single. It was called Losing Grip. I played bass guitar and keyboard, and I sung the hook on that song, and I had two good friends of mine featured on that track, Nino Casanova and Chuck Two Times. And from that period on to 2023, I wasn't releasing any music, and part of that was due to the fact that I was still in college, so I was focused on getting through school. And then just really I really wanted to improve as a musician, as a producer, as an artist, and so I took that time, and I decided for that to be the first project because I felt like that project showcased all the skills that I've developed, you know, from, you know, 12 years old to I'm 24 now, from the fact that I play multiple instruments, the fact that I also sing, and the fact that I produce, and I even mixed and mastered that project. So I wanted that to be the first project so that, you know, people get a wide view or wide scope of everything that I do with music. You know, it's not just singing, it's not just playing instruments, which a lot of people know me for. Like if you go on my Instagram or my TikTok or my Facebook, it'll be a lot of videos of me playing an instrument or singing. But I really wanted people to know that, hey, I also produce and I make beats. Because that was one reason, you know, why I wanted to learn multiple instruments and why I wanted to also get better with singing as well. Because eventually, you know, I want to be able to not just create tracks for other people, but create tracks for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been working on music for other people lately and for myself. So it's, you know, developing those skills so that I can use them for myself as well. Yeah. That project was very, very important to me. And it's kind of like, and I named it the resume because I think of it as like literally a resume that you turn into a job. Like, hey, like, these are all my skills. These are my experiences. And, you know, this is, you know, the graphics that I decided to use and, you know, all of that. And I just gave that to the listeners. So, yeah, man, I was very excited to put that project out. And I was I was happy that people really liked it.
Yeah. Well, I love the cover art too, because it has the pages with like the fire, like it's burning the page. I like that a lot. I noticed that immediately when I saw it. So I like the concept. And I know when we talked on the Just Music podcast, you mentioned Leon Thomas, who is one of your favorite artist producers. Yeah. So, you know, when I think of Leon Thomas, I think of someone kind of similar where he has his own artist career, obviously, puts out albums. He's a singer, but he also produces for other artists, does that sort of thing. It, you know, moving forward for you, maybe in your own discography and just what you want to do moving forward, is that kind of how you envision what you want to be doing and just kind of keep elevating? Like, you want to do these projects for yourself, but then you also want to produce albums for people at the same time. Like, how do you envision that playing out for you moving forward?
Yeah, 100%. And shout out to Diamond for the cover art. She's incredible. But yes, 100% spot on with that what you just said. Yeah, moving forward, continuing to make music for myself, but also continuing to make music for other people. Some musicians that I really look to for inspiration, who, you know, were artists and also producers, not just for themselves but for other artists. You know, I think of people like Leon Thomas, Prince, Stevie Wonder, Bruno Mars. You know, there's numbers, so many people to go through. But Jameson. I don't know if you know him. He's a more independent artist. But yeah, like those, like that's a big goal for me, and it's always been a big dream, because I love having my hands in different things when it comes to the music, and when it comes to really anything that I'm involved in. I love new information, and I love being a sponge and just, you know, soaking up the knowledge and skill stacking, you know, just learning so many different skills as it relates to what I'm really, really passionate about, which is music, and also my knack for business, and just, you know, finding ways to, you know, scale different projects and things like that. So yeah, that's a big goal for me.
Yeah, 100%. It's kind of like what we said earlier, where it's like the possibilities are endless too, for whatever you're doing with your solo projects or collaboration. And obviously collaboration, it's like you can take things to even newer heights and get new ideas from people that you might not be able to think of on your own too. And that's kind of the beauty of it as well. So we have to touch on, obviously, the Just Music podcast, which you co-host Absolutely. With Marco. I did not get to meet Marco on our episode. Hopefully I get to meet him one day if I come back on again. But, you know, talk to us about, you know, how that got going. How did you guys kind of formulate the idea for that? And what has it meant to, you know, even be able to host a show and have that platform and meet new people?
Man, the Just Music podcast has really been something that I didn't know that, you know, it would get this far, because the idea of the podcast came 100% from Marco. Shout out to Marco, and you will get to meet him eventually. We're gonna make sure that happens. But it was the summer of 2020. You know, that was COVID year, pandemic, everybody's in the house. Marco hit me up and he was like, "Hey man, why don't we start a podcast?" And I was like, okay, what do you want to talk about? And he was like, "We can just talk about music," because Marco, our friendship began the first day of college orientation, because we both graduated from college in Charleston, and that friendship started off of our love for music. Even though I'm a musician, he's a DJ, We always kept in touch to, you know, either make music or talk about music. Like, we would talk about albums that recently dropped or something, or like we would have debates. This is just stuff that we would do while in college. Like, he would text me, or I would call him, or like I would go over to his place, and we would just, you know, we would just talk about music and listen to music and chill. And so, because that passion was so strong, it made sense for us to do a podcast. So then in September of 2020, we launched the podcast. We had the name, the logo, the social media page, and all that. And then in October, we released our very first episode. And then from there to today, I mean, about 4,300 downloads. And we've done, I believe, 8 live events. So 8 events. And we've had the honor to collaborate with so many talented artists, rappers, singers, just people involved in music. And it truly is refreshing, because here in Charleston, South Carolina, I don't know if you've ever been, but if you ever get the opportunity to go, definitely go, because there's so much talent and value here. Like, so many talented artists, from rappers to singers to musicians, DJs, and people who, you know, highlight the music scene, whether through journaling or podcasting or radio, whatever. Marco and I, we wanted to make sure that all those people have a platform and have a space to, you know, talk about their craft, talk about their passion, tell their story, all those things, because it's just a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. It just goes to show that, you know, excuse me, I have a passion for music, so does Marco, and so do all the other people that we've had on the show. And it's very much turned into like a community. That's what I call it. It's not just a podcast anymore. You know, a lot of the people that we've had on the podcast, we still keep in touch with them. We may bring them back for events that we have in the future, or, you know, just different things. And it's really, really cool. I'm very, very proud of the podcast.
Yeah. And I definitely, when I first stumbled upon your guys' page, it really stuck out to me, just everything you guys do. From, well, you do merch too. I know that. You do merch, yep. You do the events, you do all these things. So, like, that was one of the main reasons I even reached out to begin with, because I could tell you guys had your stuff together. Like, I could tell it was something you guys built that you were proud of, and it meant something to you guys. Outside of just the episodes and the content being good, I was like, yeah, this platform seems like it is... like, it means something, you know what I mean, to them and to other people. So, you know, I think it's great. And I also just remember drawing the parallels from, you know, our first conversation as well, about, like, that's when I started my show as well, is during that time of the pandemic. And it was kind of that same energy of, like, let me just give people this opportunity and, like, have these conversations and see if anybody would be down. And the coolest part about, like, doing a podcast, I think, is just the reception you get from all these different people. And, you know, who would turn down being on a podcast? Most people always want to be on because they get that opportunity to, you know, be heard by another audience somewhere. And, you know, the possibility of being discovered by someone else. And that's, like, what a lot of artists and people are looking for. And I totally agree, just being able to build a sense of community, too, whether it's online or in person. That's, like, the most important thing we can do. And it continues to grow, and then that energy gets transferred to, you know, someone you might have had on the show, and then they're going to do their own thing, and it just keeps building and going. And, you know, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. But yeah, it's crazy how many opportunities it opens up that you didn't never think of. Like you said, you never thought that you would even be doing a podcast, but then to look back on it, it's like it was one of the best things that probably could have happened. So, but definitely want to say congrats to you and Marco on the show, the platform, and what you guys are doing is super important. So keep it up, because it's awesome. So,
thank you, Anthony. And it's again, thank you for having me on this podcast. Because I checked out your stuff, and you do a great job as well. I love the graphics that you use, but I also just really like how consistent you are with your podcast. Like 191. Episodes, I think. Like, that shows consistency, because, you know, I mean, you know, there's people who start a podcast, they don't even make it to 5 episodes.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, man, that consistency is key in, you know, doing it for the right reasons, you know, knowing why you're doing it, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, man, I thank you for this opportunity, for this platform, we'll definitely stay in touch. You know, you're a producer, I'm a producer, we both have podcasts, so we're gonna be locked in for sure.
Absolutely, man. 100%. I got a couple more questions for you before we get out of here. And these are ones I ask on every episode. So these are more like general life stuff right here. But if you could go back 10 years ago, maybe give yourself a piece of advice, or maybe not change anything at all, what do you think you would do?
Honestly, I don't think I would change anything, because, you know, everything happens for a reason. But I would probably tell my 14-year-old self, hey, man, be confident, you know what I'm saying? Be confident in who you are and what you want to do with this music thing, because that was definitely something that, you know, I had to really take hold of. Like, the year before I actually put out that beat tape, I did like a transparency post on how, you know, that year was like a eye-opening year for me as far as music, and how, you know, I really had to just let go of that fear and that self-doubt. And then I was like, in 2023 moving forward, boom, just go, just put out that tape, you know, form my band and continue to do what I'm doing. So yeah, I wouldn't change anything per se, but I would definitely say, hey man, be confident in what you're doing, and don't be afraid to make mistakes or fail.
Yeah, man. So if we flip that then, and we say 10 years from now, where do you think you envision yourself musically, maybe in life in general as well?
Yeah, definitely we'll have more songs out, more projects. The podcast will be even bigger 10 years from now. Have enough money coming in to where, you know, don't have to work a 9-to-5 job. I can do whatever I want to do with this music thing on my time and my dollar, and be able to take care, you know, my loved ones, my family and friends, and, you know, and just continue to do what, you know, I believe God has put me on this earth to do. And that's uplift people, not just through music, not just through, you know, the world of business, but also through, you know, my words and my actions.
Yeah.
So I would say 10 years from now, all this hard work that I'm putting in, and I'm putting in with my team, my friends, it'll be more than paid off.
Yeah.
Well worth it by then.
Absolutely. And do you have any final words of wisdom today for the listeners?
Yeah, man, if you are a musician, if you are a podcaster, producer, singer, whatever it is, even if you're not involved in music, man, whatever your dream is, your goal is, do that. Chase that. Or something that is less than, don't settle for something that is going to make, you know, your family happy or your friends happy. Do what you want to do and do what is going to make you happy, but also make sure that whatever it is that you're doing is going to help you get to the next level in terms of, and what I mean by that is, do something that has a big purpose. Do something that is bigger than you. You know, build something, chase something, chase that dream. You know, chase those goals, man. Don't be afraid to take a risk and take a leap of faith.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Bigger than you. I love that. I haven't heard that one yet, but that's definitely super vital, man. And Jalen, I got to say, man, once again, I appreciate you for stopping by. And yeah, we definitely will stay in touch, man. I know we will. We'll be collaborating and doing all kinds of stuff moving forward. So wish you nothing but continued success, man. And I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Thanks everyone for listening today. That was episode 194. We'll be back this time next week. As always, hit the support button on your podcast streaming platform if you'd like to send any funds. And feel free to leave us that 5-star rating if you enjoyed today's episode. So we'll see you then. Thanks everyone.